This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Jason Povio, the president and COO for Eagle Telemedicine. Eagle Telemedicine is the leader in technology-enabled inpatient care for sustainable healthcare resilience. And Mr. Povio, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Oh, thank you for having me, Eric. Always a good time talking with you.
It certainly is, and I really appreciate your coming back out to get us up to date here and talking about the services there at Eagle Telemedicine. So many of today's hospitals to get underway here today, rural hospitals in particular, face a number of challenges in delivering specialty coverage. What are some of the most significant short-term and long-term obstacles that rural hospitals face today?
Yeah. Great question. There's a lot that we could unpack in that and probably spend two or three more podcasts just discussing those. But trying to be brief, from a short-term perspective, financial sustainability. So we're all aware of what's going on in the economic environment right now. And so many hospitals, rural specifically, are certainly struggling with financial sustainability, primarily due to lower patient volumes, lower reimbursement rates. They tend to have a higher uninsured population. And so these kind of just lead to unfortunate deficits with regards to day-to-day operations, right? Workforce shortages, which is across the industry, impacts rural America just harder. They've got limited infrastructure, emergency service infrastructures kind of set up differently. Being rural, you tend to think farther away, farther out, and even though these hospitals are sometimes community-based, there's still transportation challenges more so present in rural America. From a long-term perspective, from my seat and where I sit, I look at things like population decline. There's a lot of rural areas for a variety of different reasons that are having an exit of some population. The average age of population in rural America tends to sort of trend higher. So it's a little bit of an aging population. So it's just, you got higher prevalence of chronic diseases and higher utilization of healthcare services. And then you've got policy changes with regards to like reimbursements that are taking place that unfortunately are significantly impacting rural hospitals more so. And then just some technology or innovation barriers for rural hospitals. And you know, I think the big one that's always been out there still quite prevalent is just broadband access, right? Those are kind of some of the obstacles as I see it from a short-term and long-term perspective for rural hospitals to really succeed and overcome to thrive.
Yeah, thanks for your thorough response and some great information to get things here underway today. Now, how is telemedicine solving the challenges faced by these hospitals that are in these challenging situations?
Sure. Obviously biased, right? But telemedicine does play a very significant role in addressing a lot of the challenges that are faced by rural hospitals. We leverage technology to provide those services remotely, obviously. And I've always said and will continue to say that telemedicine is a solution. It's not the solution. It's going to take a cadre of different things working together to ultimately solve all of our ails. But from a telemedicine perspective, really helps to drive access to care. It is challenging, if not impossible, to recruit some of these specialties in chronic disease management. Specialty, specifically rheumatology, for example. You'll probably never see a rheumatologist in, a community or town of 5,000 people, right? Telemedicine can easily fill that void. you know, access to emergent slash urgent care types of consultations in emergency departments to help better manage critical cases and making sure patients get the right level of care at the time that they need it. There's a lot of work being done in telemedicine for like chronic disease management and supporting patients through virtual means to maintain the care plan. And in that space, there's a lot of like remote monitoring or home health monitoring that is coming to the market that is really helping to manage those chronic conditions, enable early intervention, and just really reduce the need for hospital admissions altogether. So it's really managing the care outside of an acute space when in many cases it's gotten too late and now the patient needs those emergent services to get back on track.
Now, to add on to that, and I'm sure listeners would like to know, what are some ways telemedicine is delivering long-term value? Touch on that if you would.
Sure. One of the more exciting things that we're doing here that I see will grow tremendous legs over the coming years is really beginning to develop multi-specialty outpatient clinics in small communities within geographical regions, really being able to leverage each other to take advantage of the fractionalized physician approach at staffing these clinics. And so being able to take, you know, over a large area from a mileage perspective, 4, 5, 6 different independent facilities and really band them together in, you know, an alliance, if you will, to build out and create a very robust outpatient clinic across specialties to provide access to that care to their communities. Any one of these facilities as a standalone or an independent wouldn't have the volume to necessarily sustain a clinic, but when you can get them to really band together, it's amazing what we're able to do to create you know, that access in an outpatient setting. And then, you know, in addition to that, being able to sort of plug in to those same facilities a level of emergent consultative needs to really, again, disposition the patient in a more timely manner as they come through the ED to ensure that patient care is being managed most effectively in the most effective setting. And so oftentimes that can be that local setting, if not for the absence of that specialist. And so those are kind of two very specific use cases that are going on right now that we're pretty excited about.
And with reason, no doubt about that. Today we're speaking with, once again, Mr. Jason Povio, the president and COO for Eagle Telemedicine, the leader in technology-enabled inpatient care for sustainable healthcare resilience, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Telemedicine Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Povio, what approach does your company, Eagle Telemedicine, take to address inpatient and outpatient care for hospitals, and what are some key differentiators that you provide in the space?
Absolutely. So Eagle takes a very collaborative partnership approach. It's actually baked into our mission. It's not just words, you know, that you put on a wall in a corporate office somewhere and hope to aspire to. It is something that we truly live and breathe. And so we work really hard to integrate very seamlessly into every one of our partners' environments. And what I mean by that specifically is that we, you know, we don't require any technology interfacing or integration. We actually take on the burden of navigating through every client's technology ecosystem. We believe in one patient, one chart. We believe that it helps to reduce errors, improve communication and connectivity across caregivers. And so everything that we do is managed and maintained within the local electronic medical record that that particular facility would employ. And we do this with a really small fit-for-purpose pod of physicians. So every engagement is really evaluated and assessed on its merits and purposefully designed for the right number of physicians to maintain resilience across the scope of services that that we are honored to serve. And it really creates a cultural environment with the caregivers on the ground and developing a relationship. They get to know practice patterns and behaviors. And it's really something to behold. It's I can't say enough about it. We've actually had physicians who have been given virtual baby showers or birthdays with the care team locally, and our physician is remote. And so there's a lot to be said for that. And we also really wrap our clients around with full service managed organization. So we manage everything from end to end for them. So it's to and through and beyond for what we do for our clients to really ensure that at the end of the day, we're meeting the needs, we're seeing patients, we're taking care of a community and providing long-term value for our partners.
Good stuff there and some good feedback as well. Now, with total respect, I ask this question. Would you say it is all working? Are these hospitals seeing improvements as a result of implementing telemedicine?
It is absolutely working. And it fills my cup on a daily basis to see the results of the work that we do. We are asked to come into situations where a community and a physician practice has a backlog of 400, 500, 600 patients that have been rescheduled 6 and 7 times over the last 8 to 10 months. And within a year, a 12-month period of implementing an outpatient practice, completely eliminate that backlog and get patients cared for. We have seen remarkable improvements in door-to-needle time through our stroke program. We have seen patient retention and censuses of hospitals increase, and that, you know, depending upon your actual payment model, but that, you know, that's hospital revenue that can help to continue to sustain the hospital within that community, and just the reduction in recruiting costs, either from the standpoint of being able to recruit more timely. Because you have a partnered, a virtual partnered telemedicine program that helps to offset the burden of managing a small community 365 to not having to recruit simply because you have a very robust telemedicine program at a very cost-effective rate. So it's the results kind of run the gamut you know, I could spend a lot of time talking about them because they just excite me so much. But the things that we're doing on a day in and day out basis can be pretty remarkable.
Mr. Povio, really appreciate your visit once again and for what you do in the space and for the fantastic updated report on behalf of Eagle Telemedicine. If listeners wanted to get further details online on Eagle Telemedicine, where's the best place to do so?
Absolutely. Our website. It's the best place, very comprehensive, but very simple to navigate website of all that we do and can do for patients and communities across the country. A lot of different use cases out there to consume, to get a sense of how it's working for others. And then obviously really easy navigation to get in contact with our excellent team of business development directors regionally to really discuss what your needs are and how we can develop a program to fit those needs.
Of course, listeners, as always, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Mr. Povio, all the best, and look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much for your time today.
Absolutely, Eric. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Jason Povio, the president and COO for Eagle Telemedicine, the leader in technology-enabled inpatient care for sustainable healthcare resilience. And again, for all the details, visit EagleTelemedicine.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.